Looks like a chimney.
Say if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you
hear that?
And you'd say, yes, I
heard it.
And you say, I don't know whether he did it or not, but people
think he did.
Okay. And you say, I think that's right, but I'm not
sure. I'm not positive.
We do say I'm not for sure.
No, I would say I'm not certain. I'm not sure.
And say if there was some cake or something, he said he was going to get some. You wanted to know about yourself, you'd ask, going to get some?
Am I going to get some?
And you'd say he ran down the springboard and
dived in the water.
And several children have
dived in the water.
And that child was too scared to
dive.
Would you ever say dove for any either?
Possibly, but I tend to say dived. Now dove is not, it doesn't have any stigma against it, but most of the people that say dove that I know are not from around here. So I was brought up to say dived.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of there being anything wrong. I think of them as being more or less interchangeable. But I would probably say dived.
How about dough for the past participle? Does that?
He has, no, I would say he has dived. I might say it for the past tense. He dove into the water, but not he has dove.
What if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a?
A belly whopper. A belly buster.
And
a belly flopper.
Which?
We always said I'm going to do a belly whopper. But,
You did those on purpose?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great fun when you were about 7 years old and you'd jump off the diving board and say, I'm going to do a belly flopper or a belly whopper. And I don't think we distinguished between them. Belly buster came from older people later on.
What if you were trying to do a flip and you landed on your back? Did you have a name for that?
No. Just landed flat or flat on my back.
If a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over, she turns a
somersault.
And he said he got in the water and what across?
Swam.
And he has?
Swam.
And children like to?
Swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might?
Drown.
You say yesterday somebody?
Drowned in the water.
And when they pulled him out, he had already?
Drowned. And I never say drowned it. I know lots of people, even educated people, who say drowned it. But it sounds uneducated to me anyway.
Say if your neighbor had gotten some news and right after she got the news, she came over and told you about it. You'd say, she came over here
to tell me about the news.
Okay. And you tell a child if it's misbehaving, you say, if you did that again, I'm going to
get after you. I'm going to switch you. I promise I'm going to get after you for it.
Would you ever say I'm going to go and switch you or
no.
Take and switch you?
No, wouldn't say those.
And if a
those
boy...
sound more country.
which have you heard?
Both. I'm going to take and switch him up one side and down the other. Or I'm going to go and do something.
Uh-huh.
I might say I'm going to go and do something, but I probably wouldn't. It wouldn't sound so wrong. It's just not natural for me.
You say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled up.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Dallas, you might say, well, right now we're what to go next week?
We're planning to go. We're fixing to go means right now. We're fixing to go
mm-hmm.
means it's going to happen almost instantly.
What about aiming?
Wouldn't say aiming.
Have you heard that? Or?
Yes. Wouldn't say it, though. Just... not natural to my dialect.
Uh-huh. Say if there's something bad you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, then someone comes and tells you he's fallen off, you'd say, well, I just
knew he would. What else might I say? That wouldn't be the only thing. I expected it, or I thought it would happen. Let's see, what else could you say?